whenever we start thinking outside the local church, does that still apply to, like, I mean, this year the Committee on Nominations chair is a woman in the SBC. We have vice presidents, we have chairmen of boards, chairwomen of boards. Is that in your theological reading, does that mesh?
Yeah, well, it gets into some gray areas there, because we're talking about a parachurch organization as a denomination.
I mean, and not a local church.
Yeah, it's not a local church. But the idea of male female distinctions doesn't end at the local church or the family either. I mean, God made men and women differently. And again, this is part of that subsoil that I think has just been eroded, is in our egalitarian age, it's almost like if you dare suggest that somebody has a higher authority than anybody else, and you're just an abuser, you know, you're oppressive, you're trying to hold people down. I mean, God made hierarchies in the world, and he did it in the inanimate world, and he's done it in his image-bearing world as well. And so that's, I recognize that. I think that is right and proper. And I think the spirit of our age has tried to flatten out those distinctions to horrible effects, such that now, you know, we've drafted women to go fight our battles. And I think that's horrible that we've done that. So the question of, you know, what do you do in a parachurch board situation? Well, okay, that's murky, and we ought to talk about it.
But if you elected, that's something you face because of appointments.
Yeah. Well, so I mean, would I appoint chairman?
How would that impact your appointment?
Yeah, I don't think I would be asking any women to be chairman of a board.
But could serve as
board members
on the board.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, I just, again, there might be a situation I can't envision. Mm-hmm. It's a conversation I'm willing to have that I wouldn't be willing to have in the church, because we've nailed our colors to the mast. Yeah.